The two children, the brother and the sister, had set out on their journey. They'd been given hugs and kisses, and they'd been given bags full of food, and they had 7 golden coins in their pocket. And they were going on a journey to try to figure out why they had those bandages on their forehead. Nobody knew the answer. They hadn't gone very far before they came to a village. And in this village, they saw a man lying down by the side of the road, and he was very, very sick. He was so sick that he couldn't really even talk. And so the children had to ask the other villagers, "Why is this man lying here by the side of the road, and he's so sick? Why isn't anybody taking care of him?" And they said, "Well, he doesn't have any money to pay for care, and nobody else wants to pay for the doctor and the hospital and the medicine, so he's lying there sick." And the children said, "Here, take our 7 golden coins, and please make sure that this man is cared for and gets some help." And then they continued on their way. Well, after a time, they came to the palace where the ruler of the kingdom lived. And since they needed a place to stay and food to eat, and they'd given away all their 7 golden coins, they decided they better get a job. And so they went to work as gardeners at the palace. And they began to dig and plant, and they watered, and they weeded, and they fertilized, and they trimmed and they pruned, until pretty soon a beautiful garden full of flowers and bushes and hedges and trees and curving pathways began to blossom and grow. And people noticed the garden around the palace, and they came to walk through the garden and admire it and enjoy it. And they began to talk to each other, saying, "What a beautiful garden, and who are these children? Where did they come from, and why do they have that bandage on their forehead?" Well, more and more people talked about the garden and the children, until pretty soon those jealous, selfish relatives heard about the garden, and they heard about the children with the bandages on their forehead, and they thought, uh-oh. And they went one day, and they peeked through the hedge, and as soon as they saw those children, they knew who they were, and they said, "We thought we got rid of those kids. What are we going to do now?" So they dressed up in disguises, and they came to the garden as if they were visitors to admire the flowers, and they walked all around, and they saw everything. And they said to the two children, "Your garden is quite lovely, but it's missing something. It really should have a fountain." "Huh," said the children, "where would we get a fountain?" And the people who were secretly the horrible relatives said, "You would go to the castle of Never Return to get your fountain." And so the boy and the girl discussed it, and they decided the girl would stay home and tend to the garden, and the boy would go and bring back the fountain. So he set out on his way, and once again he passed through that village, and he met a man who said to him, "I owe you a debt of eternal gratitude. Because of you, I am alive and well today, and I want to give you some advice, because you're going into a trap. When you get to that castle of Never Return, you're going to see 3 fountains. One of them is going to have clear water, one of them is going to have not so clear water, and one of them is going to have dirty water. And you should take the one with the dirty water, because if you take the one with the clean water, the castle gates are going to close and you're never going to get out of there." So the boy followed this advice exactly to the letter, and he went and he brought the fountain that looked dirty at the castle of no return, and he brought it back to the garden at the palace, and when he put it in the palace garden, the water began to flow crystal clear, and it sparkled beautifully. Birds and animals could drink from it. People could enjoy its coolness on a warm day, and it added so much to the garden. It was really quite wonderful. Now we see that the children still haven't figured out what about the bandages on their forehead, but they've been making friends, and they've been making something beautiful. And we also suspect that those jealous, selfish relatives are probably still working on more plots and tricks, and we're going to find out more about that next week. Right now, we're going to join hands and say a prayer. Dear God, thank you for your love in our lives, and we ask that you would help us to be kind to others and help us to do good work, so that we can bring joy into the world, and so that we will have friends whose advice and counsel that we can trust in our time of need. We are following you, Lord, on a journey of discovery, and so we walk side by side, holding your hand. Amen.